Hey.
Have you guys raise your hands? Matt Kohara?
Hi, Bob. It looked like McCullers was a little bit shaky in the first inning, especially with some of the command. Did it feel like there were some opportunities there for you guys to maybe jump on him?
Yeah, I mean, we made him work without a doubt, made him throw some pitches and just couldn't get the big hit, you know, when we needed it, and had him on the run for a while, and then he settled in a little bit better. But, you know, that's what typically happens with good starters. You know, if you can make them throw some pitches and get some guys on early, you got a chance. And, you know, we couldn't come up with a big hit.
What are you seeing overall from some of the at-bats right now? I know later in the game yesterday, you guys were able to break through for a few runs, but it's...
Yeah, I mean, we've lost three games, so it's been ugly. We haven't played well yet. So, unfortunately, that's the case. You know, we battle around and stay in a game, and then, you know, when you don't score many runs, get many hits, it turns on one at bat. And then, you know, obviously the ninth inning didn't go very well for us.
Martin Gallegos.
Hey, Bob. The Astros obviously didn't have Alvarez for a lot of last year. It's already a difficult lineup. How much more difficult does it become when he's healthy and playing the way he is?
Yeah, right. I mean, a lot of talk is with, you know, are they the same team without Springer? But they didn't have Alvarez last year, and obviously he does some damage. So he's a tough guy to try to navigate around. And, you know, the momentum shifted on one pitch.
Matt Kawahara.
Assuming you're talking about the home run pitch there with Trevino, right? Was that just a kind of a mislocation with the fastball, or did he give you?
Actually, it was a cutter. He was trying to go in, and he just left it, you know, middle where he could extend his arms. You know, he's got power to all fields, and, you know, that's probably the one at bat in the inning that you're really worried about. And, you know, Lou does a nice job getting Correa at, you know, obviously, you know, makes one bad pitch and ends up being three runs, but pitched well overall after that. And, you know, had a really good spring. I feel like he's throwing the ball well, you know, but like I said, when you're not scoring many runs, one pitch can really turn the tide.
What did you think of Irvin's outing?
He pitched around some traffic. I mean, what was it? Eight or nine base runners and four plus, you know, third time around. So you got to kind of pick your poison. First and second, nobody out. He gets the lefty out. Felt like it was a time for Lou. You know, we just ended up having, you know, trouble with Alvarez.
Simone McCarthy.
That was the second time Gudon was out there in the ninth inning. What have you seen from him, and what do you like about him pitching in the ninth inning right now?
Well, it's the ninth inning when we're down by several runs. So, I mean, I'm not going to use Petit there. I'm not going to use Romo there. We have 10 games in a row, and, you know, sometimes it ends up being, you know, a guy that, you know, pitches in down games, and he's just having trouble throwing strikes right now.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.